So the question we ask now, how did we get here? How did the men's NCAA tournament become such a big deal? Here and Now's Alex Ashlock takes a look.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our New York studios and the NCAA Basketball Championship Selection Show. I'm Greg.
These days, the NCAA basketball tournament is all about your bracket in the office pool. So you might be surprised to know there hasn't always been a selection show. The tournament games haven't always been televised wall to wall. And March Madness is a phrase originally used to describe the high school basketball tournament in the state of Illinois.
There's only 5 seconds left to play. There's nothing going to happen now. Hebron is the state champion of Illinois.
March Madness was coined by Henry Porter, an official with the Illinois High School Association. He wrote an essay in 1939 in which he said this: "A little March Madness may complement and contribute to sanity and help keep society on an even keel."
Villanova led both times at the half, but then Patrick Ewing and the Hoyas pulled it out.
Sportscaster Brent Musburger often gets credit for applying March Madness to the NCAA tournament in the 1980s. But you can go back and watch entire games from that era, and he seldom uses the term. The first NCAA tournament was played in 1939. There were only 8 teams in the field. And in those early days, the NCAA wasn't even the most glamorous postseason basketball tournament. That label described the National Invitation Tournament, the NIT, which was played in New York's Madison Square Garden, the basketball mecca.
Virginia Tech wins the NIT at the final buzzer with a shot by Bobby Stevens. Unbelievable!
It was during the 70s that the NCAA tournament started to feel pressure, because only conference champions made its field. There were no at-large bids like there are today.
We thought we had something really, really special. And all we had to do was win the ACC, win 2 games, and then we're in the Final Four. And that's where we felt we would meet Lou Alcindor and the UCLA Bruins.
Bobby Kremins was the senior co-captain of the 1970 South Carolina team, the best team in the Atlantic Coast Conference during the regular season. But South Carolina lost in the ACC's postseason tournament final game and didn't qualify for the NCAA tournament. It was situations like this that basically forced the NCAA's hand. So in 1975, the field was expanded to 32 teams, and at-large teams were included for the first time. That set the stage for what the tournament is today, with a field of 68 teams. But the real numbers behind all of this are $10.8 billion. That's how many dollars the NCAA gets for the TV rights to the games, under a 14-year deal signed with CBS and Turner in 2010. That's a kind of March Madness Henry Porter never could have imagined when he coined the phrase in 1939. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashlock.